We're here.
All right.
All right, perfect. It is, let's just see here. Kelly, you're Dickinson, right?
Correct.
All right. And remind me, Lynn, so
what, the theme of the month this month is childhood cancer. And Lions Clubs does a lot of that around the world. I know of at least three clubs in North Dakota that have active programs, but Dickinson, probably the biggest. They do Make-A-Wish.
And it's Lions.
They've been doing it 24 years, and go ahead.
Awesome. It's Lions International, right? The foundation? What do you call it again?
Lions Clubs International.
I got it. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. I got enough to be dangerous. Here we go. In 3, 2, and 1. Taking on a little feature here on What's on Your Mind of highlighting the good that is being done by so many, and your local Lions Club is part of that. My friend Lynn Helms is a governor. You're a governor now, Lynn, right? We can call you Governor Helms?
Yes, sir. Governor of Lions 5NW. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. And you have a special guest today. Kelly Braun is with the Noon Lions in Dickinson. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. And each month, the Lions International does some great charitable work. Tell us a little bit about the focus this month, Lynn.
Well, this month's focus is childhood cancer. And Lions Clubs International does work all around the world, Sub-Saharan Africa, Brazil, and specifically good work here in North Dakota focused on helping families that are dealing with childhood cancer. And so Dakota Mandan is involved in that. I was down at Scranton last night. They're holding a benefit for a family that's got a child with cancer. But Dickinson Noon is probably our all-star there. And Kelly's on to talk to us about their Make-A-Wish support that goes towards childhood cancer.
Tell me more, Kelly. What are you doing?
We've been holding a benefit for about 24 years. We have, it's at our Dickinson, the Ice Center. It'll be on March 15th. And we have what we call it a family-focused event. Lots of places call them family-friendly. But we really work hard to make it for children, like actually to attend the event. Whether it's the Wish Children or just children in the area, we have bounce castles, and we're going to have a mechanical bull face painting. Our food is like a taco bar instead of, you know, some fancy meals and stuff. We make it family friendly. Admission is $10 for adults. Children's 6 to 12 is $5. 5 and under is free. We have a live auction, a silent auction. Josh Care is our live entertainment at the end of the night. Free ice skating from 4 to 5:30. You know, again, we try to make it so that everybody can attend, and, you know, and it's just, it's kind of amazing. We have Wish Kids, usually about 20 Wish Kids that'll come up and stand up on the stage with us right before we do our live auction. We have a little girl from Amadon that's been making us a cheesecake, and the last 2 years that cheesecake has sold for a total of $7,000.
Oh, my goodness, is that great.
It's a fancy cheesecake.
Oh, it better be.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, but the cause is even better than the cheesecake, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Make-A-Wish, you know, they help kids that are fighting life-threatening medical conditions. And, you know, a lot of them are cancer. Leukemia is kind of where the whole thing started. And that's, you know, we have a lot of the kids out here that's what they're facing. And that's what we help them get through. You know, a lot of our Lions members are also Make-A-Wish Wish grantors. So, you know, we get to help raise the funds. And then, you know, in the end, we also get to help grant the wishes, you know. And I mean, I kind of laugh because so many places, they charge a lot to get in. Like I said, ours is pretty reasonable. And last year, our donation, our net profits that went to Make-A-Wish North Dakota was $100 short of $225,000.
Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable. There's the power of an idea and an event that just keeps going and people pouring into it year after year after year. Lynn, does this motivate other Lions clubs to do things like this?
Oh, it sure does, Scott. Like I said, I was in Scranton last night, and the discussion was around holding a benefit for a family that's got a child that's been at Mayo getting treated for cancer. On March 30th, they're going to be holding a pancake brunch right there in Scranton, and they are going to support this family and help them through their trials and troubles back there at Mayo while their little loved one is getting treated.
And
it's really inspirational.
You've told me this before, but there's also like matching grants and dollars that come from the international group that goes into local clubs on these efforts too. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. So Lions Club International, if a Lions Club has a plan like Kelly's plan, you can get up to $5,000 from them. The district can get $10,000, and we're working on a matching grant up to 75% of $300,000 to help Sanford here in Bismarck upgrade their childhood cancer medical facilities and family facilities. So LCI jumps in, and the local clubs, man, that's where the work happens. Thank goodness for folks like Kelly.
That's great. So if you're part of a Lions Club that really is looking for a little boost and to do some good, that's something to dig into for sure. And maybe you'll end up doing it like they do at the Dickinson Noon Lions Club with that great fundraiser. Again, Kelly, tell me when folks should circle their calendar for that big event in Dickinson.
Yeah, it's March 15th, so Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4. Taco Bar starts at 5. The live auction usually right around 8. And the ice skating is from 4 to 5:30.
Sounds good. And when is the Scranton event so folks can get that one on their calendar, did you say, Lynn?
Yeah, the Scranton event is going to kick off at 8:30 in the morning on March 30th. So if you live down in southwest North Dakota, you'll have an opportunity to help a family that's been dealing for about a year with childhood cancer. Head on over to Scranton, enjoy a good brunch served by people that love helping people.
That sounds good. And there's no reason not to be at either one of these. We've given you lots of notice, so it's great. I might have to return to Scranton. I actually spoke at a Memorial Day service there years and years ago, and it was very enjoyable. Good bunch of Patriots around there. So way to go, Scranton. Way to go, Dickinson. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing this great story. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Perfect, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
I want to remind you of Lions' theme, We Serve.
We Serve. There you go.